Our story begins in Ellie and Hannah's apartment. Hannah is finishing a phone call with Connie after hearing a knock on the door.
Love you, sis. Todd, I was wondering if you were going to call or stop by. Where have you been?
Marry me, Hannah.
What did you say?
Marry me. I want you to be my wife.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh my God. You're serious. Todd, I don't know what to say.
Just say yes, babe. You and I belong together, and I don't see any reason to wait.
I'm blown away by this. I honestly wasn't expecting a proposal right now.
You love me, right?
Of course.
And I love you, too. The whole situation with Mac and Raven has made me realize how precious life really is. What do you say? Will you marry me?
Oh, Todd.
Let me turn this damn phone off. It's Mac. Look, let me just make sure that nothing is wrong. Sorry, babe. Hey, Matt, I'm really in the middle of something here, so if this isn't an emergency...
Todd, I'm afraid it is. Blake just had a heart attack.
What? Is he all right?
I don't know. They just brought him to Westside, and the doctors are in there with him now. I shouldn't be using my cell phone in the hospital, so I gotta go. But can you come over here and stay with me?
Yeah, sure. I'll be right over. Look, everything's gonna be all right, man.
What's wrong with Matt?
Blake's had a heart attack. I need to get over to the hospital right away.
At Mac and Raven's apartment, Raven is sitting on their bed beside Mac.
How are you feeling, Mac? Dr. Sellers seemed happy with your first session.
Doctor?
I know it's not pleasant trying to remember the day of the subway bombing, but Dr. Sellers believes that something specific happened that put you into this tailspin, and remembering it will help speed up your recovery.
Raven?
I can see you're getting better every day by being surrounded by family and friends. It's got to be frustrating for you, but things are going to be fine, Mac. I promise you.
Marty.
Marty is asleep in the nursery. He needs you to be 100%, and so do I. I know you're doing everything you can to come back to us.
Love. You. Love. You.
Oh, Mac. We love you, too.
At the Westside Psych Ward Nurses Station, Zoe is working at the counter when Kyle walks up.
Hello, Nurse Zoe.
Well, if it isn't the Mike Dyson of Channel 6.
You wouldn't be laughing if you had to sit through as much makeup as I did to cover that damn black eye.
Aw, you poor baby.
Anyway, I was in the neighborhood and I thought I'd stop by to see if you were around.
You were in the neighborhood of the Westside Psych Ward?
Do you want to go grab a cup of coffee, or are you chained to that nurse's station all night?
I'm actually due for a break, so I suppose I could take it now. That is, if you're buying.
I guess one cup of coffee wouldn't break me.
Not with the big bucks you're making at Channel 6.
Yeah, right. Not quite yet, but someday I will when I make it to the anchor desk.
That's your big ambition in life? I saw the movie Anchorman on DVD.
Oh, please. You don't believe everything you see in the movies, do you? I saw young doctors in love. I don't think I know what you do for a living. Though I am thinking of growing one of them Will Ferrell mustaches.
Somehow I get the feeling it's not too far off.
So, are we having that coffee or not?
I only have 15 minutes, so let's just go down to the cafeteria.
I'll follow you.
Kyle, did you really just stop by here to have coffee with me?
Is that such a shocking thing?
It's not shocking. It's kind of nice, actually.
I was just passing by, Zoe, that's all. Don't go reading into it or anything.
Whatever you say.
At Marilyn's apartment, Gretchen has just arrived.
Marilyn, I got over here as soon as I could. What's going on?
I have some news, and I wanted to tell you in person.
Is everything all right? Is it your cancer?
I got a call from my doctor this afternoon. He got the results back from my latest set of tests.
And?
I'm in remission, Gretchen. I am now 100% cancer-free.
Oh, Marilyn, that's wonderful. This is the best news I've heard in ages. We have to call Mom and Dad.
I just got off the phone with them. They were so happy.
I'm sure they were. We need to go and celebrate.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Oh, hang on. It's probably Charlie. Can I tell him the good news?
Sure.
Hello?
Hey, babe, it's me. Look, I just got a call from Maddie. Blake had a heart attack.
What?
I'm on my way to Westside now. Can you meet me there?
Of course. Do you know if he's going to be all right?
No, I don't know anything. All I know is Maddie's hysterical. Will you meet me at the hospital?
I'll be over there as soon as I can. Charlie, Blake is going to be fine.
Yeah, I hope so.
Something's wrong with Blake?
He's had a heart attack, Marilyn. I have to go meet Charlie at Westside. I'm sorry.
We can celebrate later. I'm coming with you.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.